Hey you guys, what's up? This is Ariel with episode numero dos, Befriending Anxiety. This podcast is very unique. The reason why I say that is because right now, in this moment, I think this is the most anxious I've ever been in a very long time, to a point where I'm doing this podcast just off the fly. So if you hear my fire alarm detector going off, it's because I don't have no batteries in it, and you're gonna judge your mama and not me. But anyway, so thank you first of all for those who listened to episode one, the intro. Y'all don't know the level of healing that has taken place just because people see value in what I have to say. And the Lord told me that my obedience will literally bring healing and affirmation that I didn't necessarily know that I needed, and in places that I didn't know that needed to be touched. So befriending anxiety. Again, I'm doing this podcast right now and I'm super anxious. And for the last 7 days, I have made a decision to sit in my anxiety. And when I say these last 7 days have been the toughest days for me, in the level, in the space of my anxiety, it's been literally crazy. But it's so much freedom in this space that I've learned in the last 7 days, because I've chosen to sit in my anxiety, to sit in the things that trigger me, and not to react out of those spaces, but to literally just sit in it. And I just want to go over a few things that I've learned over the last 7 days as I've sat in my anxiety, as I've sat in a space where I felt like I can't breathe, where I felt like I'm not in control. And when I said again, it's been literally the toughest thing I've ever done. But in the space of toughness, I've gained so much freedom and clarity and control of who I am, and perspective of how much the Father is in control, and that He has my back and He's closer than my skin. And it's like one of the dopest experiences I've had in a long time. So just a few things that I've learned over these past 7 days about anxiety as I sat in it is, number one, I don't even know how many points, but y'all just rock with me. Number one, anxiety is an illusion that will make you delusional. So when we talk about illusion is a thing that is or likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted, like, by our senses. So your senses will lead you astray. Then a delusion is a belief or an alter reality that is persistently held despite evidence or agreement to the contrary. So even though we may be in a space where there's nothing to be freaked out about, because we anxiety has allowed an illusion to take place in our mind to cope a certain situation, it can bring us to a place of delusion. So that's why it's so important for us to renew our mind. That's so important. It's important for us to watch what we listen to watch what we see. That is very important. Another thing, this has taken me out, something I've been thinking about as I sit in my anxiety and not react. Anxiety's goal is to make a beggar out of you and to put you in a place of desperation. You don't know how many times I wanted to react out of a place of just because I felt anxious and I wanted to control the situation or correct the situation or make the situation work for my advantage, which is manipulation, which is a whole nother podcast. But in coming in that space, like, since anxiety goal is to make a beggar out of me and to put me in a place of desperation, I need to realize that, and this is what I want you to realize, and this is something, shout out to Kaya, that we talk about all the time. You are a daughter, not a beggar. We don't beg. We don't react out of a place of We don't beg. We don't react out of a place of uncomfortability. We respond in a place. We respond in a place like we have a good father. the difference between reacting and responding is when you react, it's often out of a place of survival. It's like survival oriented. And as I said before, I make a cautious decision not to to respond out of a place of survival, but in a place of being healed. And that comes in a space of making the decision to do so. Another thing that reacting does, normally when you react, what it does is it creates long-term effects. You're no longer just anxious. For me, when I respond out of a place of anxiety, no longer am I just anxious. Now I feel shameful. I feel guilt. I feel like, dog, man, I should have just made a decision to be cool, how I be cool, and not react out of a place of just desperation and out of a place of begging and literally just sit in it. And to be aware that, okay, this is triggering right now. I said something to one of my friends the other day. Triggers are just trigger. You have full control over your triggers. The only thing a trigger, the point of a trigger is to set something off. But if you're aware of what is being set off, you can be in control. That's just like, y'all, I just got my CWP license, so I feel like I'm just top of the line gun owner. But when you know what's in your chambers of your gun, and you know the proper way to handle a gun, keeping your finger outside the trigger guard, when you know that, you know, if you take your bullets out and you know they're saved away and you know they're kept away, and you go through the gun and you see that it's clear, when you pull the trigger, you are fully in control of what is set off out of that gun. You're fully in control of where to aim that gun. You're fully in control. This is something that I admonish everyone to do. Write down the things that trigger you. Satan can't use something against you that you're aware of. And you're fully, you're able to respond in a way opposed to reacting and acting like a fool. Because, child, I done acted like a fool in a lot of situations where it wasn't even that serious. You know what I'm saying? So when we talk about response is normally just slow and thought out. And when I think about response, I'm like, all right, responding creates an opportunity. And this is where it goes back to that space of befriending anxiety. So I know that sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to me too. But when you sit in a place of response, you're telling anxiety that you have no control here. You have no space here. You have no dominion here. Regardless of how I feel, just because I feel uncomfortable, I'm not about to react out of this space. I have full control over who I am, and I'm not a slave to you. But because you're here, I'm going to let you sit here. And we're talking to anxiety. I'm going to let you sit here. But guess who has full control? Guess who has full power? I'm going to make my own decisions. I'm not going to react out of a place of discomfort. So what does response look like for me? It looks like an opportunity. Right now, I just sit in it. I take the opportunity to pray in it. So now I'm looking at anxiety like, bruh, you are actually helping me out because you give me an opportunity. When it says in Philippians 4, I think it's 6 through 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So every time anxiety shows up, thank you for showing up because you just gave me an opportunity to be prayerful, to present my request to God, and in that I'm able to become closer to Him. And when I was looking at just different definitions about being anxious, it says be anxious for nothing. And if you are into study like me, we try to look up the Hebrew word. Ooh, what's that mean? No, it's no underlying meaning. There's no, God's not trying to pull the rug under you. Nothing literally means no thing, like nothing. So in that space, now I'm looking at an anxiety like, all right, well, you here. So guess what? I'm a boss up and I'm going to respond out of it by being prayerful in it, because I know God is enough in this space, even though I'm uncomfortable. And in that, we're teaching our minds, we're teaching our body, we're teaching it what to do. It no longer has control over us. We're teaching it a new habit. The best thing that I've learned is when I no longer panic in my anxiety, I'm able to take full control in it. But you have to make a decision. Freedom precedes a decision. Literally. All of this space, I know where you might feel like, well, Ariel, I cannot help it. Yes, you can. Right now in this space, decide when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like you can't breathe, when you feel your chest is, your heart is pounding out your chest, make a decision to sit in it. It's just an illusion. And it's trying to make you delusional. And it's trying to make you make a beggar out of you. And again, you're a daughter, not a beggar. We rest in who we are. We're women who literally our whole destiny is manifestation. Where like we create, we thrive. Again, we bring solutions. So there's no reason for us to be anxious in a thing. If we're anxious in a thing, we don't see clearly. We're not able to give full perspective and clarity in something that we're supposed to be fully involved in walking in. I want you to know that anxiety can't stand a chance against a woman who is decided. And that is the main thing. It's about being decided. Just because I'm uncomfortable, just because I feel discomfort, don't mean you can move me. And you have to look at anxiety in that space. It don't stop nothing. It don't start a show and don't stop nothing. And when it comes to, for me, again, like I have to remember to breathe. And when we talk about anxiety, what happens is the reason why we stop breathing when we get anxious is because our body is trying to prepare our mind to do that fight or flight thing. And normally when you fight or flight, you're not breathing normally. So now, because I'm a slave to anything, to nothing, as I start to breathe, like take deep breaths, and I create that habit of telling my body, like, you good, we're cool. This might seem like something that seems familiar, but even then, you're okay. In the book Codependency No More, it's teaching me that nothing is the end of the world. The end of the world is the end of the world. Like, that's the only thing that's the end of the world. And even in that, if you're a believer like me, Jesus still meets you in that. So this week, I encourage you to sit in the thing that makes you anxious. Don't react out of it, but respond in it. And response may be simply just not doing anything. And that's what I'm doing as of now. I'm sitting in it. I'm telling myself that you're more than just this moment. And anxiety has no permission to define anything in your life. So remember to breathe. Know that you don't have to be anxious for anything. You're a woman with a destiny. You're a woman with desires. And God is going to fulfill everything concerning every detail of your life. And you don't have to do much, but just chill.